Thank you very much, Bill. Actually, there's a lot to tell now. You have heard part of that already, but I want to start with the announcement of Andreas Barkov. Shortly after your last meeting, the trustees were delighted to announce Andreas Barkov as the incoming chair of the ISB after Hans Hogevost has completed his final term. Andreas' nomination and appointment was done after an extensive global research. By the way, that was last time we were able to interview in person. That was in September, Frankfurt. That was the only place where we were able to go. That was open for 1 week, then it was closed. So we did the interviews in person, and we concluded that Andreas is an excellent choice for this task. As you know, Andreas is a member of the Advisory Council. There's one more strong reference for this work, and he will be at this meeting. We will have an opportunity at the next meeting of the Advisory Council to recognize and thank Hans Hogevost for his outstanding service for the institution. Secondly, we have appointed two new vice chairs, Alan Belle and Takafumi, ended their mandates in the trustees. We have nominated Teresa Koh and Larry Lever as the two IFIS Foundation trustee vice chairs. They both have a very important role in the trustees. Teresa chairs the Due Process Oversight Committee. Larry chairs the Audit and Finance Committee. And both of them have been very much involved in the sustainability reporting work. When the consultation document was done, they both contributed substantially in that work. Thirdly, the question, of course, in your meeting is the assessment of Advisory Council's role, composition, and effectiveness. We'll have discussed this, and this has been prepared by Bill Cohen. I want to thank Bill for his work over the last 12 months in undertaking this assessment. He has interviewed us all, and I also want to thank all Advisory Council members for the input and advice to Bill. The trustees will have a meeting in early March, and we look forward to engaging with Bill to directly hear his thoughts and recommendations. And we are looking forward, really, because we know that Bill has invested a lot in this exercise. We will update the Advisory Council at the next meeting on the trustees' views. The fourth issue is then the sustainability reporting. I would say that your meeting in November was quite impressive because we had we were in the middle of the consultation. We didn't have the results, but your consultation was the first in-depth consultation on the document. It was really, really impressive, and we got a lot of insight into this document. Interesting questions, feedback, and thoughts. As you are aware, the consultation continued until the end of December, and since then, the foundation staff has analyzed the responses. And they're all online, so we've been able to all read them too. I want to thank many members of the Advisory Council who were able to provide a formal response to the consultation paper. And as Bill just said, Lee will today provide more detail to you on the current status of the trustees' work. The trustees met the 1st of February to review the responses to the three first questions. And they were, what is the demand for the global sustainability standards? Second, should the IFRS Foundation play a role in this work? And third, if so, what requirements for success must be fulfilled? And we did that analysis already by the 1st of February. And I must say, in general, the participation impressed me by quantity and by quality. There's really a great number of participants, and they had invested a lot in the preparation. Perhaps one issue which was added into our analysis in this process is the urgency. There are more participants than we expected who say that there's urgent need to start to establish global sustainability standards. We should move forward. And also there was a broad demand for IFRS Foundation to play a role. The trustees have agreed to undertake further detailed analysis of feedback, the requirements for success and other conditions to be satisfied prior to consideration whether to establish new board. And this work continues right now. We reorganized the work of trustees in 1st of February so that we set up a trustee steering committee. This steering committee is chaired by Lucrezia Reichling, who also was heading the task force. But in that work, we have all the committee chairs of the trustees. The trustees also participating. And in this work, of course, we need to analyze the key requirements for success, especially now when we know that there's more urgency to deliver global standards, most notably on climate. The political context has changed now when the major economies and continents agree more than before on the Paris agreements. Finally, of course, we'll be working everywhere in the world in difficult COVID restrictions. I'm happy to hear that Neely will come to tell you about this, how the work post-COVID may develop. But I just want to say that we highly appreciate the work and effort of the ISB board and the whole foundation staff in these difficult circumstances. Of course, there's some initial work underway to consider how the work can be undertaken once restrictions are eased. And the British Prime Minister, of course, came out yesterday, presented a roadmap for June. We hope that will be the case. I, by the way, just saw that Standard Poor's rating agency made an analysis, and their assessment was a little surprising. They actually came to the conclusion that all EU, US, and UK will be able to have a situation where 70% of adult population is vaccinated by July. So there are some differences now, but they would be narrowing down. But of course, we are happy to learn from your experience how you and your organizations have been adapting and may adapt in the future. We are very, very happy to continue this dialogue as before. Thank you very much, Bill.
Erki, thank you very much. The sustainability work, like I said before, our discussion back in November, it was one of the liveliest discussions, interesting in the sense that there is no right or wrong answer. There was a full range of discussions, and so we're very pleased to be involved in this work. And also looking forward to the discussion later on today with Neely on the return to the office, the post-COVID world work. I think everyone, a few of us were chatting before the meeting. I think everyone is ready to move beyond Zoom and WebEx and virtual meetings. So, Erki, thank you very much. I don't know if we have, I guess we have time for a question or two, but I'm inclined, Erki, if it's okay with you. I know you'll be with us through some of the meeting, but I'd like to move directly to Hans. Does anyone have a question? Before I do, does anyone have a question for Erki? It seemed straightforward. I'm looking at the chat room. I see no questions, Erki. Thank you very much. Hans, are you with us? Could you give us an update on the work of the board?